I am so happy today to have Marianne Leanne, who is here. The Lunar New Year is coming to an end. It's actually a 15-day period to celebrate. Hello.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. And it's the year of the rat, right?
It is. It is the year of the metal rat. And the choice of metal is gold. So we say that this is the year of the golden rat.
I never knew about the metals.
Yeah.
Do the metals vary from cycle to cycle?
Oh, not so much that it varies. It is just a preference. You've probably heard that there are five elements that are associated with the Chinese zodiac. And so every 12 cycles, every cycle, so that would be one animal a year. So every 12 years, we switch to a new element. And so those elements are wood, fire, water, earth, and then metal.
I didn't know. And then the metal is usually gold.
That's right. It's the best conductor.
If I had to, I'm trying to think, a gold rat is kind of a nice thing to think
yeah.
about.
So for the Chinese, we believe that the characteristic of someone that's born in that particular year of the Chinese animal plus the element would then dictate what sort of characteristic that person will probably grow into.
And do you know offhand the characteristics associated with the birthdays first or the years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the cycles. I'm looking too. I don't want to put you on the spot. These are hard things to keep in
yeah,
your head.
I confess that I don't have it memorized.
Well, I was born in 1961.
Yes.
I'm an ox. Uh-huh. And you're a rat if you were born in 1972. And then add 12 years for every year thereafter. So 1984, 1996, 2008. In 2020, if you're born this year, you're a rat.
Right, a golden rat.
A golden rat. Looking a little earlier, if you were born in 1960, you're a rat. And 12 years earlier, 1948.
That's right.
You're a rat.
Yeah, good math. I can tell you that those who are born in the golden year of rat are projected to be smart, talented, a little hot-tempered, a little bit of the jealousy streak, with a strong sense of self-awareness.
Interesting. Now, as long as I know it's not the year of the ox, but I'm also curious. What are my characteristics?
Oh, goodness. You've now put me on the spot. But I will tell you, the story goes that the rat came in first in this race when the Jade Emperor called it. And so that, yes. And so, in fact, how the story goes is that the legend says the Jade Emperor wanted to have a race so he can decide which years were going to be associated with which animals. And so depending on the place you came into, the race would be your year, you see?
A rat would kind of scatter along very quickly. I could see that.
Well, you know what? He was this smart. He had to race against some big animals like the tiger and, in fact, the mythic animal, the dragon. So, he's such a little guy. He probably realized he's quick-witted and he's a very smart guy that he needed a little help. And so he was so smart, he was able to convince the ox to give him a ride. And so ox, being gentle, friendly, and all serving, said, "Come on up. Why don't you ride at the top of my head?" And yes. And so, in fact, another animal at the time took a ride too, and that was the cat.
Interesting.
Yes. And so how the story goes is that the two of them, rat and cat, rode along an ox, and as they were trying to cross the river, you know, they cozied up. So, but then Cat sort of took a little nap. And as she was doing that, Rat decided to do a little push. And off Cat went into the river. So, you see, that's why there's no cat.
I was saying, there's no cat.
That's exactly what happened. You know, so the two pairs used to be best of friends. Now we know why cats and rats do not make very good friends.
Now, also, there's a horse, a sheep, a monkey, a rooster, a dog, a pig, and a tiger, a rabbit, a dragon, and a snake.
I think I got them all. You did. Very good.
And very interesting. I know when I was a kid, I always used to love to find my animal. Mm-hmm. And it seems like every year around this time, I have to remind myself of what it is.
In many of our Asian restaurants, they make it easy for you. It's part of the placemats that is placed in front of you and helping reduce the need for math. They have those years, the birth years, right in front of you.
And they have to keep updating them as things go on. Now, there was to be a parade, I think, today, but it's been postponed, right?
Well, yes. Actually, it was originally to be scheduled for tomorrow morning. And unfortunately, with some circumstances,
including
that, you know, with all that's happening around the world, the community wanted to concentrate and focus their energies in helping those around the world with what's happening with the coronavirus. And so we said, absolutely, because that's who we are. And so we hope that, you know, with the parade that's supposed to be celebratory, we will be able to do that in 4 weeks' time. And so it has been rescheduled for March 1st. I hope all of your listeners will join us out there that morning.
Now, I like that because while the lion and lamb are not New Year's, you know, they say March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb.
Yeah.
Well, we have a tiger and we have a sheep, but March 1st is a great day for that. And I think it's a good decision. It will be a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's important. There are family members, but also a civic responsibility to have some solidarity. The coronavirus is not had any kind of significant effect here in the United States, but back home or in some cases back home for people or their ancestral home, there might be incidents there.
That's right, Larry. It's very important to point out that, you know, especially this time of year, there are lots of different things that one can catch just to make one sick. And so you want to practice some good hygiene, right? The hand washing, don't touching the face, that sort of a thing. But it's also important to remember that there have not been any confirmed cases of that virus here in the United States. And so we want to just make sure that everyone is aware that, you know, it's good to just be in general aware of how to be protective of one's health, but to keep it all in perspective.
I had the flu about 3 weeks ago.
The
regular old normal flu. I got up to 104, which is not, that's really high for me. And I still, when I see people, you noticed I didn't shake your hand. I'm fist bumping a lot of people shaking hands. I'm fine, but I just want to be respectful.
Thank you.
We're here to talk about fun, not necessarily health, but stay healthy and you can have fun. So March 1st. In Squirrel Hill, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And so, you know, we'll have all sorts of music. So the Alderdice High School Marching Band will be with us. And, of course, they're the Alderdice Dragons.
Yes.
Very appropriate. And we also have, you know, Minideo Elementary School that will be joining us. They're going to dress up like little mice and then be under the dragon head and be part of the dragon line. We call them the baby dragons of the parade. We'll also have the beautiful costumes being worn by OCA Youth Ensemble dancers. We'll even have a tied fire breather for you.
Oh.
Yeah. So all sorts of fun things to experience. And then after that, you know, you're going to work up a big appetite, and there's lots of deliciousness up and down Murray Avenue and Forbes Avenue and Squirrel Hill.
This is going to be a great day. And while it's, I'm sure, disappointing to a lot of people that it needs to be postponed, March 1st should be just a great day, a little bit of an extension, although the Lunar New Year, it's a 15-day cycle, right?
Yeah, so I know it's a little confusing because people say, actually in Chinese, that it's the Spring Festival. And I will tell you, the festival really is the 15 days. Lunar New Year is day one of this 15-day festival, you see? And so quite honestly, when we have the parade ending, and we usually do, this is our fifth year of these 2 weeks of great celebrations, it's appropriate, isn't it, to say that, you know, on this great banging way, we are going into the spring. And so the parade on March 1st could actually be maybe renamed as the Spring Festival Parade this year.
I like the sound of that. And March 1st just has a nice, I don't know, it seems like a nice day.
I hope so. I hope it's sunny. I hope it's a little warmer. And certainly no snow, please.
No, I feel the same way. So I have a question. If you are Chinese, or if you're interested in Chinese culture, can people get involved? Is it OCA? Is that the group?
That's right. Thank you for asking. Absolutely. So OCA, Asian Pacific American Advocates, started out as the Organization of Chinese Americans, hence the acronym OCA, you see? But because we have grown with our partnership, you know, with across the Asian American community, we really wanted to include them in that experience of our name. You absolutely can join as members, and this is not just a reserve for those of Asian heritage. It's for anyone and everyone who's interested in learning more about the culture and heritage of China, of the Chinese Americans, and of really the Asian Pacific American community here.
I am never going to assume that everybody who might be interested in an organization like this is aware of its existence. It seems to me, if you're married, for example, and have blended two different cultures, this would be a great way to expose children, if you have them, to cultural traditions, right? Or to learn more about each other's traditions. And I would imagine there are folks that don't know about you in the community. So is there a website to visit?
There is, yes. So if you go to ocapghpa.org, you can find out more about the programs that we have, everything from advocacy programs to educational programs, especially for our young people. So we have weekly on Sundays, we have over three classes of dance performance.
Wow.
That we can teach you. And that's actually a benefit from being a member of OCA. So we have ones as young as 7 to as old as, well, I think their last one was over 60 years old. So anyone and everyone can join us. And also, if you're interested in being a lion for next year, maybe joining us for the parade, come on down, Larry. We'll teach you all the martial arts moves.
Oh, my. If you took a piece of balsa wood, you know, that real thin, or maybe some veneer, I might be able to...
not the brick?
Yeah, not the brick.
We'll work up to that.
This is Marianne Leanne, and OCAPGHPA.org is the website, and there will be a parade on March 1st. Perfect day for a parade.
That's
March
right.
1st. That's what you
right.
do. You march first and then eat second.
There we go. I like that.
And this is in lieu of the parade that had been scheduled for tomorrow. There's also, you might already have tickets for a big banquet tonight at the Children's Museum. It's sold out.
It is. I'm so sorry, but it is our 34th annual banquet. It is a traditional 12-course Chinese-style dinner. We're very excited to have the 270 friends and family and other OCA members be with us. So we'll have to come back and tell you all about that.
Oh, that sounds great. You know, there just aren't too many songs about rats. I was just looking. The Black Rat Swing is an old instrumental, but that's not going to help too much. So we'll have to find a writer. Oh, I know of one. It kind of uses the word rat. I just found it, so I'll play that for you. It's an old song, but kind of fun. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the day or the event?
Hopefully you don't have to dress too warmly, but do come in layers. But also, you know, for anyone who'd like to join the parade, especially your youngest listeners, we would love to have you join us. So go on the website and then just drop us a line, and we will get back to you to see how we could include you.
Now, a listener just wrote, Mike, saying that in the Korean calendar, he thinks there's a cat.
Yes.
And I don't know if that's true
that
or not.
That is right.
And he said that's where...
It's actually in the Vietnamese calendar, right? And so you have a very smart listener there. You know, the Lunar New Year tradition, that's why we call it now the Lunar New Year and not just Chinese, is because many other cultures in the Asian region also celebrate this time. In the Vietnamese tradition, it is called Tet. And so this year, it is the same date, Lunar New Year Day, as the one that the Chinese do. Koreans also celebrate this day. You know, any of the traditions that had an agrarian, bent to it, really did look at this because of the way that we celebrated the lunar calendar.
Interesting. And he mentioned... there was a hit song by Al Stewart called Year of the Cat, and that's how it got its name, he says. So let me, once again, if you want to get more information on how you can connect with heritage that you're either part of or interested in learning more about, it's ocaphpa.org. And the parade will be March 1st. And I want to thank Marianne Lian for coming down today to be with us.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's always a pleasure to be on SLB with you. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Happy Year of the Rat to you.
Thank you, too. And this song, half of the title is Rat. Well, as we hear it, we'll think of the Year of the Rat.